Friday at midnight, the United States imposed tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese products. China immediately slapped retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports, signaling the start of a full-blown trade war between the world's two largest economies. The tariffs in the current administration imposed on China focus on raw materials that include steel and aluminum, as well as manufactured and electronic goods. And here in Idaho, industry leaders are bracing for the impact. Many say the short term, it's manageable, but long term effects, that could be concerning. Joining me today to talk about the impact of this is Benjamin Davis. He is Vice President of Business Development with Dome Tech, an Idaho Falls firm that manufactures large storage domes. And Steve Hatton, Executive Director of Tech Help Manufacturing Specialists. This is a nonprofit that partners with the three state public universities to cultivate and promote Idaho manufacturing and agriculture. So welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
Benjamin, I'd like to start with you. Could you briefly talk to me about the products that Dome Tech makes and what materials are used that, you might be concerned about in this tariff issue?
Yeah, you bet. So we sell insulated reinforced concrete domes, mainly in the cement, mining, power, and fertilizer industries all over the world. Our main market is obviously the U.S. We do some domestic things, but it depends. Some years we do about 80% overseas and 20% domestically. In other years, it's flip-flopped, and we do 20 overseas and 80% here. So what we do is we inflate a large fabric balloon, and then we build this dome from the inside. So we go on the inside and spray polyurethane foam and shotcrete. So there's a lot of concrete and rebar that goes into it. They're very labor-intensive. The main things that we've seen as far as the materials that we've used is, number one, that outer roofing membrane, that big balloon that we inflate. The other is a lot of the rebar that goes in, very labor-intensive to put up, but also a lot of tons, many hundreds of tons of rebar go into each of these domes that we build.
So do you use material specifically from China, or is this more about exporting your product?
Well, with the tariffs coming from China, what happens is that the price of steel goes up. We've seen a 25% increase in the steel prices since January. And so domestically, what that means is that our pricing of our overall product goes up between 5%+, maybe 10%, depending on what it is. But we've got to either make a decision, do we just kind of take that and keep it, or do we pass it on? And if we pass it on, then do we get into an argument with the or a discussion with the owner regarding the cost, and then do we eat some of it and they eat some of it, or does the project go away altogether? But as far as exports go, we'll use rebar locally, but if these inflationary pressures cause interest rates to rise, that means the dollar is more expensive, and if the dollar rises in regards to exchange rate with another currency, our price of our product can go up, even though the U.S. dollar price stays the same, but the price goes up with the exchange rate and the currency.
And Steve, I want to bring you into the conversation. Now, Tech Help, you work really closely with a lot of Idaho manufacturers, correct?
That's right.
So what kind of concerns are you hearing?
So like Benjamin, I'm hearing that costs are going up. Costs are going up for raw materials. Costs are going up from all of their suppliers. And so they need to respond to those increased costs. And in some cases, they're able to pass those prices on to customers. I've heard of companies in the residential and construction building industry able to pass those prices on. Other companies, I'm hearing, they can't pass those prices on. We've heard from Harley-Davidson that they're not going to increase their prices because they don't want to contract the market. So in those cases, when they keep their pricing to customers the same, then their margins get squeezed. The end result is greater costs and less opportunity because of that additional cost.
And you had some examples you were saying. Do you have examples of specific companies here in Idaho?
Yeah, I agreed not to name any names,
which
but
is
I can
fine.
Just talk generally. Two examples, very different response to the marketplace. But in both cases, the indication was that the pricing increased in anticipation of these potential tariffs. So suppliers were increasing pricing early.
So they're preparing for this potential.
Exactly. And in both cases, when there's less margin, you know, it's a bit of a hunkering down, which is surprising to me in this really strong Idaho economy. So if you've got less margins, less profitability, you've got less money for capital investment. You can't grow as quickly. Worst case scenario, and companies have talked about potential layoffs, but I haven't heard any yet related to this.
So is this happening, Benjamin, you know, because there is a concern of long term versus we can manage this short term, if this is a short term issue. But if we're looking a couple of years down the road, is that the main concern? And maybe, Benjamin, you can join in that question as well.
Yeah, the Harley-Davidson example is a really good example for us. So they've looked at putting manufacturing plants in Thailand, India, and Australia. And really what they're trying to do is avoid the tariffs altogether, and they'll export from Australia, for instance, to the EU and avoid the American tariffs and that sort of thing. The same thing happens with us as well. So if there are issues with the NAFTA agreement that don't work, for instance, we'll manufacture our airform or that balloon from Canada, and we'll have it shipped from Canada to the EU or from Canada to Asia, avoiding the tariffs that if it was manufactured in the U.S., that it would be manufactured there. The same goes with our polyurethane foam. Instead of supplying it out of the U.S., we'll supply it locally and try to avoid the tariff. So it's the same thing. We try to, it's just like water finding the lowest point and trying to make sure that the margins aren't squeezed.
So it's interesting about, you know, going out of the country, like as you said, maybe go to Canada to do a part of it, somewhere else to do another part of it to avoid the tariffs. So it sounds like it is cheaper to potentially do what you just said versus, you know, making everything in the United States because the tariffs are so high. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, and it seems to be a little bit unfortunate because that means that dollars that typically would have been spent here in Idaho and here in the U.S. are going other places to try to avoid those things. So it's like I always tell people when they ask about pricing, and I say there's two sides to every coin. If something's up in price somewhere, there's going to be an equal and opposite reaction or effect that will happen in another industry, country, or product. You can't pick up the head side of a coin without also picking up the tail side.
I'm speaking with Benjamin Davis with Dome Tech, a storage facility manufacturer in Idaho Falls, and Steve Hatton, Executive Director of Tech Help. And we are talking about these new tariffs that were just imposed on Friday against China. Steve, I want to bring you back into this and ask you about the long-term effect, and not just for Idaho businesses, but the Idaho economy in general. I don't own a business. I'm not a, you know, tech person. But is there going to be a trickle-down effect, potentially?
I think potentially, you know, listening to Benjamin and Dome Tech's challenges, you know, and when I think about it, and there's quite a few Idaho companies that have facilities in other countries. But the idea of creating a new facility in a different country or changing major suppliers is a big challenge. So I think what individual manufacturers need, what they really want with respect to trade and tariffs, and what is good for the economy in the long run is certainty, right? To be able to have, you know, predictability as much as possible, right? There's a lot of factors that make things uncertain, but the tariffs and the uncertainty around tariffs is challenging right now. And so I think certainty to make, because it's a long-term play, right? A new facility, you know, a new supplier, you know, controlling quality, cost, and delivery to maintain profitability needs to be a long-term play.
And when you gave the example about the company in Idaho that raised prices in anticipation of this, is there a concern that this will escalate even more? Will we see potentially other companies doing things like this?
Possibly yes, and I think that the equal concern is that the escalation will go even higher and get to a point where more significant measures need to be taken to cut costs to maintain profitability. I think it's an interesting time given the, you know, very low unemployment. Mm-hmm. And in a community like Boise, where, you know, one company might struggle if they had layoffs, there's plenty of opportunities and maybe we wouldn't feel it as much. You get to smaller communities where there's a single major employer. If that employer struggles, that could be very difficult for that local community.
Benjamin, how concerned are you and Dome Tech about these newly imposed tariffs?
For us, it's just like Steve mentioned, it's the long-term certainty. What's going to happen with this? Is this just a bluff that the president is trying to impose on other people and to try to get a trade deal, or is this going to be something that's long-term? So it really changes the way that we approach our sales in the future. Our sales cycle is over a year long, typically, and so for us, not knowing exactly what the price is going to be in the future has a major effect on what do we propose right now. And if we propose something, do we put in an escalation clause that says, okay, we'll give you this price today, but it could be wildly different a year down the road. And that has an effect of having other people say, well, if there's that much of an option or a price escalation in the future, we'll just choose something to be built locally by a local manufacturer, or we'll have something built by a company in the EU instead of someone from the US. And that's a real concern to us. So it's definitely something we look at and really wonder about.
I want to thank both of you for joining me today and talking about this. My guests today have been Benjamin Davis with Dome Tech from Idaho Falls and Steve Hatton with Tech Help. Thank you both for talking about the newly imposed tariffs and the effect on Idaho. So thank you both.